In the AM Thursday here at 91.1 FM, 90.1 FM in the Catskills on the web, jmtheam.org. This coming Sunday at the JCC Park Heights down in Maryland, there is going to be, it's 5700 Park Heights Avenue from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. There is going to be a Gift of Life Bone Marrow Foundation testing registry to see if a life-saving transplant, a match, can be found for Yonason H., a young man from Silver Spring, Maryland, who is in need of a transplant. Donors have to be between 18 and 61 in general good health. Information, giftoflife.org, giftoflife.org, or 1-800-9-MARROW. The test is no cost, and it's a painless cheek swab. That is it. 1-800-9-MARROW, giftoflife.org. Who's the person who first brought this to our attention? You may recall a gentleman named Jay Feinberg, whose life was saved by a match in the 1990s, and now they are crediting his foundation and his efforts with saving a lot of people since then. It's an honor to welcome back Jay Feinberg to our airwaves. Jay, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Thank you very much, Nachum. I appreciate your having me here today, and I do want to mention that hundreds and hundreds of lives that have been saved wouldn't have been possible without people like you who really publicized things when I was searching for a donor. So thank you on behalf of all of those patients.
Well, I appreciate that. Just to get some historical perspective, I'm here since 1983. What year did you find out you were sick?
That was back in 91.
In 91. And how long did it take for you to get a match?
It took a while. It took 4 years to find a donor. And that's because the registries back then were very, very small, and weren't very diverse in terms of the ethnicity of the donors in the registry. So it made it really tough, especially for Jewish patients.
And then, so in 1995, I assume the treatment or transplant took place, and things have been pretty good health-wise since then?
Yeah, it was really one of those miraculous stories where we had decided that my disease had accelerated to a point where I had to have a mismatch with a donor who was a major mismatch from who we had tested in Israel. And a friend in Chicago decided to run one last drive, and it turned out that the last donor tested at that drive turned out to be my match.
Unbelievable.
So it was really just one of those stories that we tell people all the time, because we want to emphasize that it only takes one person to save a life, and people should understand the power that they have within them, the power of one.
We called it then Friends of Jay Feinberg. I mean, I don't know if there was anybody in the Jewish world who was connected to the Jewish world, from elementary and high school students all the way up to parents and grandparents, who didn't know your name back then. I mean, it was just amazing the effort that was made, you know, to find the match, and not just that, but to build the registry. I mean, history will show that your case and your efforts built this registry, you know, from nothingness to significant numbers.
Well, thank you very much. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that it really was friends who I never knew I had, the volunteers who came out in full force.
Remember all those gatherings?
Like
all those gatherings, everybody, married people, single people, youth groups, everybody in some way seemed to get involved. I remember, I think at the Salute to Israel parade, there were people who, you know, had like a side thing going on to come and help Jay. Like, there was always something happening around your case. It was fascinating and unbelievable.
Yeah, it really shows you how the Jewish people rally to support a member of the community in need. And we've been continuing to do that since the day that I had my transplant back in 1995.
Now, I am not being skeptical or questioning anything. I'm fascinated how they arrive at this number. The estimate is that since you were since you had your transplant, and since you've accelerated the work of the Gift of Life Foundation, that you have saved over 1,000 people since that point. That's a staggering...
Yeah, and actually, if you go back to 1991, we've saved over 2,000 lives.
It's a staggering figure.
All from people who came out to help save a life and turned out to help save the world.
It's really an incredible number. And, I guess that people who are in this medical situation, you know, when they sit with their doctor now, as opposed to back then, where, you know, things took years and God knew, you know, God knew if we'd ever, you know, find matches. Here, at least there's so much more hope. You know, medical personnel could sit down with patients and say, you know, there's a registry of tens of thousands of people. And
Exactly.
And then exactly. And there's some hope. All right, so now...
And, you know, I remember that when I got sick and I first came to New York to have my initial consultation for a transplant, the doctor told me that I would never benefit from a transplant, even though it could save my life. And I asked him why, and he said it was because I was Jewish.
Hmm.
And, you know, at that time, very few of us understood how your best chance of finding a genetic match is someone who shares a similar ethnic background.
Right.
But today, from all of the drives and from the publicity that you've provided and so many others have, we've changed that from no chance of finding a match to about 70% chance for Jewish patients.
Unbelievable. So people who are in your similar situation that you were in now are an odds-on favorite of getting cured.
Yeah, yeah, but the challenge, you know, and again, if you ask the person who started all of this for me, it was my mother, and, you know, the Jewish community knows the power of a Jewish mother, and she's really was the force behind all of that, but the fact is that we still can't find matches for 30%, which is a huge number.
Yeah, I understand that.
So we still have a long way to go, and,
yeah, I understand.
And we're working hard.
I understand my analysis is not a comfort for the 30%, but, you know, the 70 is just amazing. Now, I hope I'm not misinforming the audience, because now I notice that the blood drive, or I should say the bone marrow drive, rather, that I just announced is something that happened this past Sunday. Is there another one in Maryland coming up this weekend?
There is not another one coming up in Maryland, but it's okay because people can actually register with that simple cheek swab. If you remember during the days when I was searching for a donor, it was a blood sample.
Right.
Today with DNA, it's just a swab of your cheek. It takes about 30 seconds. And people can actually get those cheek swabs off of our website at giftoflife.org.
What do they do with it? They do it at home?
Yep, we send it to their home. They swab their cheek in their kitchen, and they send it back in a pre-addressed envelope, and they're all done.
So it's very simple. You've made this too easy. You've made this unexcusable for somebody not to participate. Hey, what if someone doesn't remember if they did this 15 years ago?
They can call our office at 800-9-MARROW, and we can let them know whether or not they're in the registry. But in general, if they were tested for Jay Feinberg, then they are in the registry.
And nobody
they can always check by calling our 800 number.
And nobody under 18 does this. This is anybody 18 to 61.
18 to 61, although we all always tell, you know, kids who turn 18 that it's the best way to celebrate their birthday.
Yeah, well, I'll agree with that. They may say driver's license, but, you know, we'll say this. Information, giftoflife.org. And you literally, you order the kit, you do it at home, you send it back, and you're in. It's as simple as that.
Exactly. And we're actively searching right now for a patient named Yonatan Haupt who has acute leukemia. And time is really of the essence for Yonatan. He urgently needs a transplant. And, you know, he's the kind of guy who was described... We work with a lot of families and a lot of patients. I've heard from a lot of his friends that he's been described as the type of person who would give a stranger the shirt off his back to help someone else in need. So now I'm appealing to the Jewish community to come out and help him in return.
And now you've seen, in all the cases you've worked with, I'm sure you've seen, where there was no match, and then you accelerated the efforts to get another 100 people, 200, and sure enough, in that batch, you found the match, right? I'm sure it must have happened.
Exactly. That does happen. And that reemphasizes the power of one. You know, my donor came out of the very last drive where we tested about 100 people, and we really didn't expect to find that perfect match, but there she was.
And to that point, how many had you tested for you?
Up until that point, we had tested about 60,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
And since that time, Gift of Life has tested between 130,000 and 135,000 people.
So you tested 60,000, and in the last batch of 100, you find the match.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Well, yes, as you mentioned, we have been notified about Yonatan, and we are asking everybody. He's from Silver Spring, Maryland. He's in need of this life-saving transplant. As you mentioned, time is of the essence. We want to make sure that as many people as possible get into the registry. Folks, it cannot be any simpler than what Jay Feinberg just told us. You don't have to go anywhere. You go to giftoflife.org, and you get the kit. You swab your cheek. And you send it back, and then you're registered. Information, giftoflife.org or 1-800-9-MARROW, giftoflife.org, 1-800-9-MARROW. And again, you know, to the young parents, I shouldn't say the young parents, but to the younger parents and the ones we spoke to years ago who are out there, if you have 18-year-olds now, I mean, chances are they don't even know about this, you know, unless their school, you know, concentrated on a bone marrow register. But again, you know, I would guess most of them don't know. If you have a kid that's now turning 18, you know, there are a lot of things you may do, whether it's register them to vote or other stuff. Make sure to take care of this. Let them go to the web. They know how to do it. They know how to go to the web. If they're 18, they certainly do. And tell them to order the kit and get it done and become part of the registry. Giftoflife.org or 1-800-9-MARROW. Now, officially, Jay, this is all free or not?
It actually costs $54 a test, but what I wanted to mention is that we've set up a special sponsorship code for people who want to get tested for Yonatan. So if people type in TeamHaupt, TeamHaupt, they can get tested at no charge to see if they're a match for Yonatan, and obviously also go into the registry for all of the other patients who are urgently in need.
And obviously, if anybody does want to give the 54 or anything else, you're not going to deny them the privilege.
Right, that's what keeps the ball rolling. That's how we continue to do testing.
All right, very important, though. Very important, because I don't want the cost in this case to discourage anybody. So very important, if you put the code TEAMHAUPT, T-E-A-M, and then it's H-A-U-P-T, then you're able to not only help save somebody, but you're able to do it at absolutely no cost, although we are recommending that everybody be as generous as possible with Gift of Life. It is an amazing foundation, and the story is just incredible. Anybody ever write a book about your life?
We've had a couple of people inquire about the possibility, but nobody has yet.
It would be a good screenplay, I think.
We would welcome that. So if anybody listening is interested in helping, please call. And Nachum, if you know anybody, please tell me.
I see a good movie with a message at the end, you know, one of those messages at the end with your website, and hopefully would bring another few tens of thousands of people into the registry. And ideally, you want everybody, right? I mean, if there's 300 million people in this country, you want them all, right? Ideally,
right. The more people we have, the greater the likelihood that we can help people like Yonatan and so many other patients in need.
Unreal. Giftoflife.org. If you want to do it and have it sponsored, so you don't even have to lay out a penny, you put in the code TEAMHAUPT, H-A-U-P-T. And you'll help save someone, Bezrat Hashem, and you'll do it at no cost. And again, we do encourage small and large donations to Gift of Life, giftoflife.org, or call for information on the phone, 1-800-9-MARROW, 1-800-9-MARROW. Jay Feinberg, I regard you as a Jewish hero, an honor to speak with you, and continued success with all your amazing efforts.
Thank you, Nachum. I certainly appreciate it. And I heard that you mentioned Jewish Heritage Day.
Yeah.
At Citi Field on August 16th. Correct. We're going to be introducing a donor and a recipient for the first time at the game. It's going to be a Yeshiva University student who is a donor from a drive at YU who will get to meet his recipient on that day.
Holy cow. usually these couples meet or don't meet?
A lot of the time they do meet. There's a one-year waiting period. But as long as the donor and recipient mutually consent to do so, they are eligible to meet each other. And in this case, they will on Jewish Heritage Day.
Is that going to be their first meeting?
This is the first time that they will meet, but the Mets have been very gracious and have been doing this for us for a number of years.
Unreal. Fantastic. I'll see you then. Jay Kolakovod, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Jay Feinberg, JM and the AM. Unreal. 13 minutes before 8 o'clock Thursday morning with 67 degrees, afternoon showers, and a high temperature of 77.